Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Another set of protected bike lanes could soon be removed from Houston streets. The lanes on Blodgett Street near Texas Southern University are on the chopping block just 2 years after they were installed. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
Commissioner Tom Ramsey proposed the idea.
The two-mile, $5.6 million bike lanes came as part of a project that narrowed a section of the street from four to two lanes. The project led to a reduction in crashes. Critics of the potential reversal say it would be a waste of city dollars at a time of a ballooning budget deficit. But City Councilmember Carolyn Evans-Shabazz says residents have complained about the bike lanes. She says the county should pay for the construction if city officials move ahead with the removal.
The money that was wasted was the money that the county used, and that was to put those bike lanes there in the first place.
According to state data, there were seven crashes along the section in question in 2022, including one classified as suspected serious injury, compared to just one so far in 2025, which did not cause injuries. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Harris County commissioners are set to discuss potential restrictions on panhandling in unincorporated Harris County. Commissioner Tom Ramsey is proposing the changes.
I think from reducing traffic hazard to reducing risk to motorists to reducing risk to pedestrians, I think we need to go ahead and implement in unincorporated Harris County a ordinance related to it.
The proposal in front of commissioners next week would prohibit panhandling and vending on road medians. It would also designate safe zones for solicitation and enforce provisions that prioritize warnings and referrals to social services for people experiencing homelessness. Cooler weather is finally moving into Texas. Much of the state will see a temperature drop of about 20 degrees over the next few days. I'm Alex.